Lord, we do rely on you. As we open your word, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us to understand it. We recognize that you are the author and that you know what the meaning is. There is one interpretation, not many interpretations. Although, Lord, we do recognize that there are as many applications as there are people in the room. So please help us to look at your word and to understand what you have to say. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jacqueline was deeply involved in finishing a report, and for the upcoming board meeting, she had a little bit more work to do, and she received a call from her husband that he had good news and he had bad news. And she said, because of the deadline, she didn't have time for all of this, could just give me the good news. And the husband replied, okay, the good news is that the airbags work in our new car. Okay? So we may laugh at macabre humor, you know? We might laugh at it. I mean, the doctor calls, says, I got good news, I got bad news. Or I tell me the good news. He says, oh, well, okay. The good news is we're going to name a disease after you. Right? And then you don't want to hear the bad news after that. And there's this stuff where these jokes like this, we go, eh, yeah, I see what you tried to do there. And we may laugh at macabre humor, but it's not because we lack compassion for people receiving bad news. So if you hear bad jokes in here and you think, oi, what's with the jokes in church? That's really not the point. The point is to tell you that there's good news and there's bad news. But we often don't want to hear the bad news. Or we just say, tell me it and get it out of the way, and we'll just focus on the good stuff. Some might say that we joke and laugh to defy the dark news that everyone faces in life. Can you stand those jokes for that reason? I can. Humor can be one of the many diversions we employ to stave off the dark reality of life. And it's no laughing matter when we're discussing eternity, though. The number of people that I talk to about Christ or eternity that gets met with a joke, no thanks. Right? And you all see that as well. As we read the book of Romans, so if you open your Bible to the book of Romans, we will be doing that. In his introduction, Paul has given us the good news first. Do you remember when we were reading through Romans? Right? So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the back quarter inch of your Bible, right? The back inch of your Bible. Depends on the thickness of the Bible you have there. So if you grab one at the end of the row and you turn to Romans, it's on page 1131. In the Bible at the end of the rows. Paul has outlined the theme of the book. It's the revelation of God's righteousness in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why you read the book of Romans. It is a revelation of God's righteousness in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you look at Romans chapter 1, and you'll remember from verse 14, Paul said, I'm under obligation to both Greeks and barbarians, both the wise and the foolish. And I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed out of faith into faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. By his faith, the righteous shall live. And Paul's under obligation. He's eager to preach. He is not ashamed. That is the good news. The righteous shall live by faith. Those justified by God's free gift of grace shall live by faith. Is that good news? Would you agree? Are you relieved? Do you live your life like, phew, that is the good news, right?